We're for Melbourne and Victoria. These are today's headlines from the Saturday Herald Sun. Household gas bills are set to skyrocket by at least $150 across Victoria, with families urged to shop around to avoid massive winter prices. Analysts and social services groups are warning of bill shocks ahead due to international conflict pushing up wholesale costs, which many retailers will pass on later this year. This is expected to drive up tariffs by 10 to 20% at a time when Victorians use about two-thirds of their annual gas consumption. The newest cost crunch comes ahead of electricity price hikes set for July 1 that'll cost at least $60 next year, while a Commonwealth fuel tax cut expires in September. And to stay across the story, you can with a subscription at heraldsun.com.au or download the app. Less money for wealthy private schools sits atop a wish list for the new Labor government from teachers. Funding for public education was the headline topic at an Australian Education Union forum on Thursday, and a letter signed by 24 community organisations released on Friday has called on Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to ensure all public schools get 100% of their government funding allocation and establish a capital fund. Analysis by the Education Union suggests Victorian schools are underfunded by nearly $2,000 per student, money that would allow schools to employ an average of 12 more teachers and reduce average class sizes by 5 students. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Metricon's owners have tipped $30 million into the business to shore up its balance sheet and kill rumours of a potential collapse. The move led the building giant's bank, CBA, to double its credit facility in a sign of increased confidence in the company's future. Acting Chief Executive Peter Langfelder said rumours were beginning to affect the company and Metricon's owners wanted to demonstrate that they weren't going anywhere. And the state government was warned years ago about critical failings with the IT system running the crisis-riddled 000 service. The Herald Sun has been told a secret report prepared in 2018 revealed the system needed urgent upgrading, but raised concerns about doing so without an effective backup system in place. It was one of more than a dozen reviews of the computer-aided dispatch system since the Andrews government's election in 2014. Despite more than $5 million being spent on the reviews, the system has continued to be plagued with problems, with call takers forced to use pen and paper on Thursday due to an IT issue. That's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.